This is KCUR 89.3. Each week we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded in Kansas City. Rebecca Liberty and Nisha Gambi's friendship has developed over the years. They now call each other sister friends, despite growing up in very different worlds. Nisha came of age in the 60s in segregated Kansas City, while Rebecca spent a lot of time at the Iowa Reservation in White Cloud, Kansas. They talked about how these communities shaped them. In a brief note before we begin, there is language in this story that many will find offensive. We'll start with Rebecca.
My grandmother, Ethel Liberty, made sure that we knew that our great-grandmother, Josie, was denied entry and a room on her honeymoon night at the hotel in White Cloud, Kansas.
Wow.
Because she was a half-breed of Iowa Indian and Scottish and French.
Wow.
Marrying a white man.
Okay.
And as a kid, because we weren't feeling this segregation or aware of what was going on, she was trying to help us understand that what we were experiencing came through hard work of people making change.
Yes.
Yeah. And that life wasn't always that way.
Right.
Were there any times in your life, like, do you have a memory where segregation came into your life? Do you have some kind of experience where you went like, whoa, hold on?
We used to live at 4000 Benton, and my mom moved us to 55th and Garfield. And I started middle school at that time. And my first day and first year on the bus, I was called nigger every day.
Wow.
And I was had things thrown at me. I had bricks thrown at the bus at me. I was greatly traumatized. There were probably 20 black children that were attending Southeast High School right at 64th, 63rd, and Meyer Boulevard.
And that was in the 60s?
Yes, yeah. That would have been the 60s, early 60s.
Yeah.
And that's when I had this brutal, I would call it brutal to this day, awakening about what I am is not okay.
Yeah.
Being a child who grew up in segregated places around people who looked just like me, there was no question. There was no conscious awareness of me not being okay. What I saw being there, coming in as a small group of black people into this white environment, over the next 3 years shifted to an all-black school. I say all-black, but
because
predominantly...
Because the kids were moving out.
Because they were going to the suburbs.
Yeah.
It's the majority versus the minority. Whatever it is, whether it's white or black. It's like the 20 black kids that got their asses kicked every day after school because they were black turned into the majority of black children who whooped the asses of the 20 white kids that were impoverished and couldn't move away.
Wow.
And it tore me up inside because it made me feel like that's human nature and mob mentality.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart. It was shocking. It really was. And I was just laughing and crying at the same time down the hallway. And somebody thought, oh, we better get her to the nurse. Because I really had lost it for a moment.
Yeah, a little breakdown.
It was big.
Our environment really does formulate who we are.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, like, move into the last 10 years of my life, like, that's really when I started knowing you. And I
yes.
think, like, I had to reconfigure who I was, just like you did. Like, Amelia and Joshua didn't need me as their mother. I was no longer Tom's wife. I wasn't the teacher of CS1 Elementary.
Right.
Everything changed.
Right.
But I think dancing is what got me through that. And you know what? What are we going to be doing Sunday?
I'm going to be dancing.
What?
I'm going to be dancing,
girl. Who's going to be there dancing with you?
You.
That's true.
That's right. We're going to be dancing.
That was Rebecca Liberty with Nisha Gambi. This story was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and preserve the stories of everyday people. Catch our next local StoryCorps interview next Monday during Morning Edition here on KCUR 89.3.